Today's message is It's Time to Move Forward by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
A faith stretch, and many of us are being stretched right now. To be here in the house of God was a stretch for you. Got a lot of things going on in your life, but you say, I got to get into the house of the Lord. And you're stretching yourself more than you ever stretched yourself. You made your mind up. You're going to change your mindset. You're going to change your conversation. You're going to change how you do certain things because you're stretching yourself. Because you made your mind up. You're going to get and have everything that the Lord has promised you. Glory to God. Glory to God. So if somebody says, if it's a stretch for you, say, I'm stretching right now. Glory to God. I'm stretching right now. Right now, many of us are fatigued and dealing with battles, fatigue, dealing with all kinds of stuff. But to be here, it's a stretch. I got a lot of stuff going on in my family, my personal family right now in New Jersey. It's a stretch. But I take the word of God and apply it in my life in this situation, not just for my finances, not just for a new job, not just for healing. But to run my race with patience, to do what God has called me to, I take the word of God so I can function. Come on now. So I can think my way clear. So I can do what God has called me to do. And that's how you stretch this year. It's not just going to be in obtaining physical things, but there's some internal property that you need to obtain. There's some things that should have been in your family for years, operating at a level of focus and operating at a level of integrity, operating at a level of wisdom, but they allow certain things, their emotions to run amok in there, so they gotten distracted. But it's on us to master this thing with the word of God and say, you know what? I refuse to go down this way. I'm going to take this word and think my way to the place I need to be. Who am I talking to on tonight? So this is where we are. We got to move forward, people of God. We got to sing a new song. We got to think differently. We can't cry about what tore us up last year or 2016 and 15. We can't be mad with those same individuals who did not do right by us. Let God handle them. But I don't know for you, but I chose to move forward. I got to go on and see what God has for me. And the Lord been dealing with me about this for the last about 6 months, you know, possibly right around the time of my mother's transitioning. He says, Marcia, I need you to move forward. How do you move forward when the breath is taken from you? How do you move forward when everything hurts within you? How do you move forward when you cannot even think of a sentence completely, but you thinking in fragment? Anybody know what I'm talking about? That you're not thinking fluently, but it's fragmented. You don't know where you put stuff at. You don't remember what you're supposed to do on yesterday. Did you do it? You don't even remember if you turned the oven off, turned the stove off, turned the lights off, walked the dog, turned the water off. You don't even remember consecutively certain things that you've done in sequence, but God still will give you the word to stretch you. So we're stretching. Why? Because there's more. There's more. We have not arrived yet. God has more territory. God has more conquest for us to walk in and conquer. He has more possessions he would desire to give us. He has more intellectual property that he wants us to get out. He has more things he wants us to acquire. He has more space he wants us to grow into. And he doesn't want us to park our car and say, I've already arrived. I'm good. I don't want any more. So God will present you with an opportunity for more. And we have to make our mind up. You know what, God? I will move forward. I want to take you to Deuteronomy, the first chapter, the 6th through the 8th verse. And the message that God wants me to share, and I've been saying this, is it's time to move forward. It's time to move forward, family. Somebody say that. It's time to move forward. Come and look at the person next to you. Say, it's time to move forward. Say, I'm going to move forward. I may be hurting. I may be limping. But I'm going to move forward. That's what the Lord told me. I said, but God, I'm hurt. And he said, Marcia, you don't have to walk with a smooth gait. Just walk. He said, if you're limping, walk. He said, it doesn't matter if you're limping. You still will get there. Okay, and so you can't have any cool points about you moving forward. Just move forward, even though you may be bleeding, even though you may be hurt, even though you may be confused. You know what? I'm going to keep moving forward. So the Lord said, it's time for us to move forward. It's time for us to move forward. Here you have the children of Israel wandering in the desert for 40 years. Took a 11-day journey and turned it into 40 days because of unbelief. You know, and we know of, many of us know of the story in Numbers. I just want to make that as a passing point. I don't want to take you there. But God gave them, showed them, I want you to see, this is the land. I want you to have, go and look at the land and see what I'm giving you. And Moses sent 12 spies out. 10 came back with an evil report. They were afraid because there were giants in the land. Two came back and said, we can do this. We can take this land. But God's like, because of your murmuring, unbelief, and they complained. Man, and God being the gangster that he is, he said, bump y'all. I'm not taking y'all in. Because when God told them, look, you're not going in, they were like, wait, oh, psych. Psych, we believe you. But God's like, no, I'm not messing with you. I'm not fooling with y'all. Y'all stay right here until y'all die off. I'm going to allow your children to walk in the land. And so here they are at this place that God's now getting ready to release them to go forward. The interesting thing about it in the fourth verse, and I just want to mention this, but I can't get off it because the word says in Deuteronomy 1 and 4, but we're not going there. We're starting at the sixth verse, but I'm going to mention this. He says, after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, Og, the king of Bashan. So after they killed some things, I just thought that was interesting. It was mentioned. It's just mentioned. And God began to deal with me. He said, many of us don't even realize why you are dealing with what you were dealing with, because you are battling some kings that need to be slain before you go further. You thought you did something wrong. You thought you missed God, but you didn't realize you were dealing with a root of authority over an area, territory that God has given you. Because God tells them, go into the land of the Amorites, go into this land, go into that land. But before he gave them that release to move forward, they killed the king of the Amorites. And then killed the king of, you know, I'm going to put my glasses back on, king of Bashan. But Amorite, if you study that word, they were very intimidating people. And they like to dominate over people. And they like to rule over people. And they want them to be afraid of them because they wanted the fame from their intimidation. And so they were fame seekers of the flesh. And God said, before you go any further, I need you to deal with the fame seeking flesh. And many of us don't even realize you had to walk that thing out. Facebook became that king of the Amorites in your life as you tried to get likes and no likes were coming. And you were dealing. Then you say, bump that. I don't care if anybody liked my page. God, I'm going to serve you. So after you dealt with certain things of the flesh and killed the king of the Amorites, he says, now you get ready. You can move forward. Now let's go to the sixth verse. And he says, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Underline that. Turn. You've been here long enough. Turn and take your journey. And go to the mount of the Amorites, not to all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain of the hills, and in the valley in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. 8th verse, behold, look, see, I have set the land before you. I have set this year before you. I have set the word before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swear unto your fathers. Go in. Don't just stand by and look. Go in and possess it. Take it. Take hold of it. This is a promise I gave to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. So he says, I'm getting ready to bring you into what I promised your family. There's some things I promised your grandmother, and I promised your grandfather, and I promised your great, great, great people. And now I'm setting you before this year. And as you go forward in this year, I need you to go in this year. I need you to occupy it, be present, be engaged. I want you to go in this year and get ready to take everything I have promised you in this year. Because I promised your grandpeople this promise. I told them how we were going to do certain things. I told them how I was going to want to bless them. And now I'm giving you this moment. I'm giving you this opportunity to possess. But you must realize you've been around this mountain long enough. I love what the NIV says. He says, break camp and go in advance. You gotta begin to leave some stuff that God said I only brought into your life temporary. You've been using it as a crutch. I brought you some people to encourage your life, to bring you through a dark time and bring you through a valley. But you still want them to be your ace boom coon. But I brought them in as encouragers. I need you to break camp. I need you to leave some people aside. I need you to go forward. So he says, I want you to begin to move forward. And then I love what the NIV says. He says, see, I have given you this land. So you have to see this thing. So let's take a look at how do we move forward? How do I move forward? How do you move forward after what you dealt with in 2017? After what you dealt with in 2016-15? After whatever you dealt with, how do you move forward from what you confronted? But God says, you can do this. You can move forward, but you have to want it. So number one, look, take a look at that. Moving forward, you got to realize I've been around this mountain long enough. Come on now, think about what you've been dealing with. What is your mountain? Your mountain may be your marriage that was divorced 5 years ago, but you're still angry and you're still stuck. You're still bitter. You've been around the divorce mountain long enough. It could have been a job that you thought would be your dream job, but it's really not. And you're frustrated with the promises of God. And you say, I'm not reaching no more like I used to reach. You've been around the mountain of disappointment long enough. You know, or somebody might not have done well with you the way you expected them to treat you and all that kind of stuff. You've been around this, I'm angry, I ain't using people mountain long enough. How about this? You know, I'm just going to church. I used to give everything I have. I used to volunteer. I used to serve. I was excited to serve. But guess what? I ain't got time for that. You know, people are funny or whatever. I've been around this not serving God mountain long enough. So God says it's time to move forward. So that's what he said. It's time to move forward. So what? Take a look at, write that down as an exercise. And what have you been dwelling around? What mountain have you been dwelling around? I mean, I had to think about this because around October, my husband probably don't even remember this. We was just having a conversation in the bedroom. And I was just, you know, I was about a month and a half, 2 months, you know, shy of my mom's transitioning. And I was talking about some stuff that surrounded my family. And I was just talking. I was just upset about this. You know, when you go through a loss of a loved one, when you're grieving, because you can't get mad at what you want to get mad at, you'll find somebody to get mad at. You know, and so I was on the brink of finding somebody to get mad at. And so I'll never forget, I was just talking about stuff, and I was talking about this until my husband waved his hand. I thought I was doing pretty good. You know, I was waving my hand, and then he was talking. I was saying, he said, Marcia, you have to move on. I thought those were the worst words he had told me. I'm like, don't you know what this person did? Don't you know? I was mad. But the Lord began to deal with me. You can't go forward and possess what I want you to possess carrying that person on your back. You can't go forward and possess having all these thoughts in my head. Your brain is fried and you won't be able to have creative thought because you're bitter and you're angry and you're frustrated. That's what those toxic emotions do to your brain. It fries your creativity. He says, if you want to possess everything I have for you, or if you say this is it, you want to place the lid on your life, be mad at them. You will not produce anything. And so you say, if you want to move forward, let it go. You dwelt around that mountain long. So I dwelt around that mountain. I made a decision, you know what? I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to look for an apology. I'm not going to look for an acknowledgement. I'm not going to look for even an agreeing voice. Yeah, you're right. You know how people you talk to, they look at you like you, you're not supposed to use that word, socially maladjusted. But you know you're making sense. And you're like, why are they looking at me like that? God said you dwelt at that mountain needing validation long enough. He said, I'm the one has called you. I'm the one appointed you. I'm the one anointed you. You don't need nobody to clap for you. You don't need nobody to call your name. I called your name. Move forward. So it's okay. I'm moving forward with my limp. But you got to be okay with that. You got to be okay with. So it wasn't easy when you limp. When I tore my meniscus, everything took effort. It took effort to walk, even with the crutch. I would go from my bedroom to the bathroom, be exhausted. And then come to church, and I love the sister. They blinged out my crutch. I think they even put lights on it. They did what they could to make me smile. But from walk from there to here took everything out of me. I had to tell myself, I'm going to walk to my seat. Even though I look awkward, even though it hurt, I went to my seat in pain. And then I never forget, I had Direction for Life meet, and I had to teach, and I had, you know, they had painkillers. I was on schedule, following the schedule. Lord didn't release me to get off the schedule. My husband said, I'll be ready to do whatever you need me to do. I said, no, I'm going to walk to the platform and take my seat and do what I can. Why? Because I got to move forward. Because I recognize, for me, I'm not saying this for you, any concession of I can't, Satan will take that and run with it. And I realized I could not give him a foothold in my life. And so I said, I'm going to do this, even though it looked like I'm going down, like a sinking ship going down. I'm going to do it, and I could care less, because I'm not doing it for people. I'm doing it because God has called me to do it. And I'm looking for a well done from him and not a well done from people. So I got to move forward from this level to the next level. I can't just dream about doing stuff big if I won't walk through the valleys and walk through the dark nights and walk through the wilderness. I got to go through whatever season that I'm in to get to the place God is calling me to go get to. So we got to press. You have to press. You have to press. You have to press. Y'all look at me like, what? You have to press. Let this be the last year you say, I can't come to church because I'm mad at the usher. I don't come to church because I'm tired of waiting in line to try to get in a park. I'm not coming to church because I got to walk from the hill or walk from the back parking. I'm not coming to church because I just don't feel like it. I had a bad day. Pastor, have you had a bad day? Come on now. Karen, did you have a bad day? Pastor Lenny, have you had a bad day? Come on now. We all have bad days, but you can't allow Satan to use you to use that bad day to take a I stay home card, because he will show up in multiple bad days. You got to let him know a bad day will not break me. A bad day won't send me home to go quit. A bad day gonna make me show up to the line and say, what you got, devil? I got more for you. Here I am. I'll be your huckleberry. Press. Man, after my mom transitioned, I'm saying, I'm going to make this thing count. I'm going to leave everything on the floor. I don't care if it looked like the score is not in my favor, but what I can say is I gave it all I had. So Philippians 3:13 said, brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. So we got to leave this mountain. We got to forget it. We got to let it go. How do I forget? You don't understand. You don't understand what they did. You don't rehearse it. You don't think about it anymore. You cast down imaginations. Sometimes you're casting them down all day long. You're telling yourself, you know what? I'm just not going to think. I'm not going to focus. I'm not going to focus. I'm not going to focus on that. I'm not going to focus. I'm not going to give it my attention. I'm not going to rehearse those things. I'm not pretending that they didn't happen. But right now, I recognize if I rehearse them, it's not going to do me any good. It's not going to fix anything. Being mad at who didn't speak to me, who didn't treat me right, who stole this, who did that, is not going to fix my present situation. I need my intellectual property working at its highest level, and I can't give who did what to me that much attention, and I can't think about my prosperity. Think about getting out of debt. Think about my increase. Think about my breakthrough. Get wisdom and get strategy. I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, downloading stuff, and I'm going to worry about who said what. Somebody said, I'm not wasting my time no more. I'm going to forget about those things, and then I'm going to reach forth. It's uncomfortable, but I'm going to reach for it. It hurts, but I'm going to reach for it. I'm going to reach for God may tell you, like, you know, just call that person. Call them, even though they ain't calling you. Call them. Even though they not answer the phone, just give them a call. Reach for it. I swallow my pride to do it, but you know what? I'm going to reach for it. They don't deserve it, but check this out. I'm going to reach. I'm going to reach past myself. My common sense self. My Marsha from the block self. Because Marsha from the block don't do any of those things, so I got to reach. Pass her and go for the word, because the word, I'm going to reach for the word. Sometimes you got to reach for it. You got it in your heart, but you ain't paying it no mind. I got to reach and do this thing, God. So I'm going to reach for it. And I'm going to press toward the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to press God for this mark. I'm going to do it with everything I have. You calling me to walk in love, so I'm going to press and I'm going to walk in love. You calling me to work on this thing with this team, so I'm going to do it with everything I have, even though I don't feel like it, even though I don't like the people I'm on team with. I'm going to press and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. So I move past this mountain when I realize, you know what? I don't want to be here no more. And I'm forget about what has happened. I'm not going to focus on it anymore. And I'm going to reach for your word. I'm going to reach for your promise. Amen. Amen. So I choose not to remember. Okay. That means you can't think about those knuckleheads in 2017. Can't think. There's some people who have not done right. But I make my mind up, I'm not gonna talk about them no more. I'm not gonna talk about who did what anymore. I have to speak what God has for me. They left you, they ain't do right by you. Move on. Somebody is upset about a spouse who's not doing right for you, and they left you. Move on. You know God has another Boaz for you. You know, God has another Shaniqua for you. Sorry, I can't think of those. Why do I have to have a Shaniqua and they got Boaz? I don't know. But God has someone else for you. Oh, come on. Somebody who got needs to loose that man or loose that woman. Get him off your brain plate. Come on, just shake that thing. Just shake him off. I'm not going to think about that one who did me wrong. I'm not going to think about my old boyfriend. I'm not going to think about my old girlfriend. I'm not going to think about my boss. I'm not going to think about that member. I'm shaking them off. I'm not going to think about who did what. I'm releasing them. I'm releasing them. You got to move forward. You got to release people. Who you have to release, write it down on a piece of paper. Write that name down. If you have a piece of paper, at the end of the service, we're going to bring it to the altar. Because we're releasing. We're not carrying them into 2018. And I told you, we got to shake it off. Isaiah 52:2 Amplified says, shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit erect in a dignified place, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter. So we got to shake this off ourselves if we're going to move forward. So I'm not, because we pray about it. God, remove this off of me. I let this mountain be removed. Sometimes you got to shake it off yourself.
Start your new year with a fresh word. Doctors Herbert and Marcia Bailey and their ministry guest, Dr. Jasmine Schoolark, will help you jumpstart your new year and stretch your faith in 2018. Order this powerful message today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for the 2018 New Year's Revival.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.